This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
I've been accused of giving good mouth to ear health resuscitation. The verdict is in, and the verdict is guilty. Guilty as charged. You know, your body really didn't come with an owner's manual, so I provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. So glad you tuned into the program today because, let's face it, and I think most of our veteran listeners of the show know this, unlike the government, I really am here to help you out with your most precious possession, your health. Because if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? We begin with this information about the CDC having contemplated coming clean about COVID shots and the risk of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, which is can be a lethal situation. And we've discussed this in the past, but finally, documents have come to the surface showing that they thought about, you know, making full disclosure and transparency to the public, but then they pulled it back because they didn't think you could handle it. But we'll talk about that in a moment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, I call them the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, wrote a draft alert to warn local and state officials about a potential link between COVID-19 vaccines, call them, if you will, vaccines are really not, let's call them COVID shots, and an increase in cases of myocarditis, but then pulled it back before the article before the letter could be published. And according to documents obtained by Epoch Times, the alert was aimed at informing officials of the connection between the mRNA vaccines made by Moderna and Pfizer Biotech and heart inflammation. They saw it immediately in their trials and they sat on it. They were thinking about sending out the alert, but then they pulled it back. The draft alerts were intended to transmit through the Health Alert Network, which the CDC uses to disseminate notices to hospitals, doctors, and health agencies throughout the nation. Now, the existence of this draft I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, was exposed by an email written by Dr. Dimitri Daskalis to a pair of senior CDC colleagues, Dr. John Brooks and Dr. Henry Walkie. The subject line of the email was draft alert on myocarditis and mRNA vaccines. And a spokesman for the doctors said that rather than sending the notice, officials with the CDC chose to include the draft alerts information in its consideration guidance document. However, they did not explain how the CDC could ensure that the same parties who have received this particular notice would receive the document. Now, the email with the draft was dated May 21st, 2021, just 3 days before the work group for the CDC admitted that myocarditis cases following the COVID shots were higher than expected. A week later, the CDC was still recommending that most Americans aged 12 and older get the shot, even though they knew full well that there was an alert, a big red flag showing that this mRNA can land in a person's heart and cause inflammation and potentially deadly consequences. The system was used to distribute a warning about links between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines and serious health complications such as low platelet levels and blood clotting in some patients. And just a month before, the CDC decided not to send the draft alert about myocarditis. So here you have an agency that's supposed to be protecting us, the citizens of the United States. That's what their whole sole function is. And they were well aware of the potential risk because of the alert that they apparently received from the drug companies making these vaccines, the mRNA type vaccine, Moderna and Pfizer. They were made aware of it. And the panel, as they sat and contemplated disseminating this information, immediately upon knowing it, decided, no. Now we can't send this out. We can't do it. This will cause shock and awe. People won't get it. They'll get fearful. They won't take the jab. And we can't have that. We cannot have full disclosure of those consumers taking this product. No way. And I want to play an audio clip of a cardiologist. This is a medical doctor cardiologist giving a lecture to his colleagues about this very topic. Listen to this very careful. Go.
Let's take you on the journey and go back a little bit in time to the coronavirus pandemic, okay? Once you exclude age, the most important risk factor for poor COVID outcomes was excess body weight. But at that point, certainly, I did not, and I'll be very honest with you, I did not conceive at all of the possibility that a vaccine could do any significant harm, certainly not harm to the heart. A whistleblower, a cardiologist from a very prestigious British institution, contacted me and said there are a group of researchers that have accidentally found inflammation of the coronary arteries with the mRNA vaccine that's there in the vaccinated but not there in unvaccinated. They compared the two. But they then had a meeting and said, guys, we're not going to publish these findings because it may affect our funding from the drug industry. In the original trials that led to the approval, coercion, mandates of the vaccine, one was more likely to suffer a serious adverse event, disability, hospitalization, life-changing event, than one was to be hospitalized with COVID. Now, let's give some perspective here. We have pulled vaccines in the past for much less. We have got the highest level quality of data saying this is 1 in 800 at least. It shouldn't, in normal circumstances, even be debated. This vaccine needs to be suspended completely pending an inquiry. Right?
You're hearing the voice of a licensed cardiologist, a doctor who's been in practice a long time. And by the way, his father, who took the COVID vaccine, who was also an MD, died in response to an adverse reaction to the COVID shot. His father, an MD, a heart doctor himself, sadly enough. Now, you might be asking yourself, why would the CDC hold this information back when it's their job to disseminate and try to protect Americans from harm due to this type of thing? Why would they hold that information back from you and me and everyone else? Well, I'm reminded of a movie by the name of A Few Good Men. Remember Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson when they're in that courtroom going at it? Here's the reason why, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this to remind you. Go.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
There it is, folks. The CDC believing, apparently, that you can't handle the truth. If they were to tell you that if you took a shot, an experimental shot, a warp speed shot that was jammed down everyone's, well, blood vessels into their system, into their arm, which traveled to other parts of the body, which they claimed initially that wouldn't happen either, and it does, and it did, you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle the truth that this vaccine has dangers, big-time dangers associated with it. Incredible, folks. Absolutely incredible. All right, we have a special guest. Is our special guest teed up, Daniel? We good to go there? All right, we'll hopefully catch up with our special guest in just a little bit. We've got so much to talk about. We also have a health poll question coming up, which I will discuss in a moment. Stay with us.
Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product.
this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program. Hopefully we'll get a hold of our guest shortly here and discuss some very important information with him. But in the meantime, I want to let you know about a health poll question related to insomnia that we're posted up on my website. In fact, I want you to, if you would, please give us your opinion on the website, drbob.com, to the following health poll question. And this is based on the fact that half of U.S. adults experience insomnia once a month or more. And so, and the reason that we posted this up, I ran into a survey, a nationwide random double opt-in survey conducted by a large polling company by the name of One Poll involving 5,000 Americans, asking them the question, would you change locations? Would you move? Would you relocate to another city, another state, or perhaps another country, if it meant that you were able to solve your sleep-related problem, your insomnia? Would you do that? We have that survey information, but we wanted to collect our own to see how you, the Dr. Bob Martin Show listener, felt about that, because I know that a goodly number of you also have issues and challenges related to sleep, insomnia. Some of you would love to have insomnia only once a month, but many people have it on a nightly basis or a weekly basis, and it has so many negative connotations to it, implications when you're not sleeping well. Sleep is Mother Nature's nurse. It's when we recover. It's when we detoxify. It's when we chill. It's when the body heals and repairs itself. And so many other things so important, physically, psychologically, mentally, and on every level. It's how our immune system works, mostly, most actively at night, to kill things from viruses to cancer cells. So we asked the question, and we'd love to get your opinion of it as well, over there on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. Would you relocate to get better sleep in order to obtain better sleep? Yes or no? Is it worth it to you to do that? Please vote on that, and then we will compare that to the poll results that were obtained by this large polling company of 5,000 Americans when asked that question, essentially. Would you relocate to sleep better? Yes or no? And once we get our polling data, we will definitely report that to you and compare it and see what we come up with. Now, I want to circle back to the information that I played in the first segment of the program and started to discuss about the CDC and why it is that they chose to sit on a letter that the panel of doctors, researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, why it is that they contemplated coming clean about the risks associated with COVID shots and related to myocarditis, a potentially lethal heart problem that can occur, which is occurring in many people today. Doesn't hit everybody, of course, but we never know who it's going to hit. And when you read reports of young athletes around the world dropping over dead in the prime of their life because they exerted themselves, because unbeknownst to them, they happen to be one of the unlucky few that this particular vaccine incorporated, or this shot, this COVID-19 shot incorporated as part of their heart tissue and was ginning out a constant stream of inflammation to that area of their body. For whatever reason, and that's arguable at this point, the mystery will be eventually solved. But we know that those excessive deaths and the amount of myocarditis cases has shot through the roof in a particular age bracket. You may have read about it. You may have heard about it. It's real. But it happens only, you only find out about this when a famous athlete, like, let's say LeBron James' son, when he goes down, or Jamie Foxx, the actor. LeBron James' son is also a basketball player, a college basketball player. And he went down during a game, during a basketball game. He was absolutely healthy. No history of cardiovascular disease. No history of heart-related problems. One thing he had in common is his dad pushed the COVID shots, LeBron James. Yes, he did. And his son, it is suspected, had a adverse reaction to it. Of course, they're not admitting it. They'll never admit it. Not going to happen. Just like Jamie Foxx has put a lid on what happened to him, being forced as an actor to take a shot in order to participate in a movie that was being shot. And they coerced him into taking a COVID shot. And he had a bad reaction, very bad reaction, almost died from it. These are the just two examples of so many that have occurred, and most of whom you do not read about or hear about because it's the average person on the street. You only hear about this or learn about it or suspect it when it is related to famous people. But these epidemiologists, these researchers at the CDC, they apparently were seeing this early on, as were other people now. We're finding this out in the after fact. But epidemiologists, a California epidemiologist who has long been trying to challenge the CDC on its claims that these jabs, these COVID shots, aren't linked to myocarditis, Dr. Tracy Hoag, told Epoch Times she felt there was a double standard in play. She says, and I quote, "Why would they issue one of the J&J vaccines for blood clots, you know, an alert on that, but not issue an alert for myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, after the mRNA vaccination?" That was the question she contemplated. She said, "We had data from our own Department of Defense at this time indicating it was a real safety signal and two fatal post-Pfizer vaccine myocarditis cases had already been reported in Israel." That's what she contemplated and asked, and you know, there it was, tight-lipped over at the CDC. Why is that? Well, you might contemplate that. You might think about that. Some doctors are claiming, of course, because the CDC gets about 50% of their funding from the pharmaceutical industry. So think about that for a moment. If you were a business and 50% of the stream of revenue came to you from a particular company and suddenly there was bad press, something negative about that company's product, and you were sitting there thinking, well, if we disclose this, that company's products may be harmed financially. The stock may go down. People may not take these products, and this company may shut off these funds, 50% of which flow to us in our budget. Yeah. Could that be the reason? Your comments are certainly welcome on this topic. Our number into the program, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. We'll have more on this topic when we come back. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice have done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. And if you're just tuning into the show, I want to let you know we have a health poll question going on right now over on my personal website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. And that health poll is about insomnia, basically. We know that there are a lot of Americans who struggle greatly with sleep. And some people have a hard time initiating sleep. You should be able to fall asleep pretty rapidly once you hit the pillow, once you decide to go to sleep. Within 20 minutes, you should be sawing logs big time. You should be out. You should be sleeping. And some people just sit there and roll, and even though they feel physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, they just cannot initiate sleep within that first 20 minutes and struggle with it. Then you have a whole other group of people who are able to go to sleep when they decide to get into bed, but then they wake up frequently throughout the night. And they can't get back to sleep. That's phase two insomnia. Phase one is you can't get to sleep within 20 minutes. That's phase one insomnia. And there are different forms of insomnia and different reasons for it, of course. But today, we're asking you, because losing sleep can not only break your health down, your physical health down, but it can be maddening. It can absolutely create psychological problems, mental health problems. And so we're asking you the question today because we know that a huge amount of Americans struggle with sleep. Would you be willing to move? Would you be willing to relocate to another city, another state, another country if it was guaranteed that you would sleep better. I mean, how many times has this happened to you where you've gone out of pocket, out of town, on a short trip or a vacation, or you're visiting family members across the country, or you went on a cruise or something, and you slept like a baby, and you were commenting to others, man, when I'm out of my own bed, out of my house, out of my city, I sleep so well. And a lot of people notice this. So would you relocate if you were assured of having better sleep? Yes or no? Vote on that question, please, over on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. By the way, there you can also find all the latest, greatest news from around the globe that we post up there. You also have the podcast library that lives there on that site, which is recordings of past shows that you can go back and listen to all over again or hear that you may have missed, shows that you may have missed. There's also the social media platforms, X, formerly Twitter, LinkedIn. You can get to, by the way, and I had somebody tell me this the other day that I needed to change that up. You can get to the Instagram account that I have over at The Dr. Bob Martin Show. The Dr. Bob Martin Show Instagram, and become a follower there so you stay apprised of all the latest breaking stuff there. But we'll get our polling question data, and then next week we'll compare that to the one poll company, a big survey company, that polled 5,000 Americans on this very question, whether they would be willing to move or relocate if they were assured of getting better sleep. We'll tell you what they discovered in this large poll of Americans, and then we're going to compare that to what you give us in terms of data that we gather off my website at drbob.com, and then I'll discuss it next week on the show, and appreciate you participating in that. Another thing that this doctor, my entire family, and most of my healthcare colleagues know, and you might be interested in this as well, and that is to avoid tooth decay. Yeah, who wants that? Who wants to have a bad report when you sit down in the dental chair and the hygienist looks in there and says, I need to go get the dentist, take a look at this. You may need some x-rays here, some wing x-rays, some x-rays, because I think I see a tooth decay over here. You may have a cavity. You may need a root canal. You may need a crown. I mean, how many times does that happen? Nobody wants that to happen. Everybody would love to avoid tooth decay, gingivitis, periodontal disease, bad breath. Well, if you're like me, you want to avoid all of that. And, of course, we still need dentists and we need dental hygienists and we need regular cleanings and all that. But if you want to avoid bad reports when you're in the dental chair, you should do what I do and a lot of my other colleagues do, and that is to start using Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste, and Spry mouth rinse. They also make gum and mints as well that are rich in xylitol. And I'm here to tell you why. If you get as uptight as I do about a visit to a dental provider, here's what I do to make sure that when the dental hygienist peers into my mouth, I'm going to get a good report so that she doesn't have to run to get the dentist and say, oh, my gosh, doctor, come over and see this mouth. He's got problems. Can you confirm this? Well, I brush my teeth with Spry, S-P-R-Y, toothpaste, and rinse with the Spry mouthwash because they are rich in xylitol. Spry comes in delicious flavors, including peppermint, cinnamon, spearmint, the secret sauce, which is really not a secret, but it's science based on xylitol, used by millions of Americans, millions of people. Xylitol is a plant-based ingredient in Spry toothpaste and mouthwash, mouth rinse, gum, and mints. It's anti-cavity, anti-plaque, anti-bad news. The next time you're in the dental hygienist or the dentist peers into your pie hole, your mouth, and whispers, you need fillings, you need root canals, you need crowns, you need extractions, ouch. Let's try to avoid that, please, with the Spry Dental Defense System, creating an easy and inexpensive way to have xylitol throughout the day without needing to change your habits. These other toothpaste, Crest and Polident, and what are the other ones? Sensodyne and Colgate, they are so packed full of chemicals. No xylitol, by the way, which is really the anti-adherence and anti-cavity information or ingredient that you need to be a part of your dental defense system. Spry Dental Defense is available at CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies. Spry, S-P-R-Y, is available at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and all natural grocery stores. And for more information, you can go to their website, Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R.com, clear.com for Spry, S-P-R-Y. They are also, by the way, the makers of the Clear, X-L-E-A-R. The X in Clear stands for xylitol. They're the makers of those fine nasal sprays we talk about all the time to protect yourself, to keep your nasal cavity clear and clean with the xylitol in it. All right, now I'm going to recircle to the final comments on the CDC holding back information on the COVID jab. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Alert. to listen for the entirety of the program, because there's going to be something here for each and every one of you to learn, to enjoy, to benefit by. Now, next hour, I'm going to be talking about analgesic drugs for headaches. I mean, who hasn't had a headache at one point of your life? Some people have regular headaches on a daily basis. Some people have a headache once a week or once a month. It happens. I know very few people who have experienced no headaches in their lifespan. Very few. Millions on a daily basis, tens of millions, have headaches. And, of course, most people immediately believe and have been conditioned to believe that headaches are caused by a Tylenol deficiency, an aspirin deficiency, a deficiency of Aleve going down your throat. Well, here's the latest information which I intend to talk about, which you shouldn't miss if you or somebody you know suffers with or has headaches. This information's out of research, recent research out of Germany, saying that these analgesic drugs, no, out. Neck massage in. These painkillers, let's face it, folks, these types of painkillers, they can be certainly effective at blocking or numbing pain. Analgesics. We're talking about aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, the active ingredient, and Tylenol, ibuprofen, the active ingredient, Motrin, all of that. They're available. They're over the counter. Anybody can go in and purchase them for sure. Revenue generated from the sales of these analgesic drugs amounts to more than $7 billion, with a B, $7 billion per year in the U.S. alone. From the sale of analgesic drugs, painkillers, if you will. And without a doubt, if you know, middle of the night, your headache's banging away, and it's like you're wanting putting your head in a vise and squeeze as hard as you can, take the aspirin or the Tylenol or the Aleve. I get it, but you should also think the next morning, what in the heck caused that? Was it the wine that I drank the night before with the sulfites in it? Did I get my neck kinked laying on that huge pillow that shouldn't be underneath my head? Or was I face down on my mattress and I shouldn't be sleeping on my stomach? What was it that generated that headache anyway? And I'm going to try to avoid and reduce my risk of that going forward. That's what we should be saying, but we're not. Now, tens of millions of Americans who suffer from headache, and I'm talking about everything from minor headaches to migraine headaches, also report neck discomfort before and during their painful episodes of headaches. Well, German researchers using this new T2 mapping, which we'll discuss when I talk about this next hour, German researchers using this T2 mapping discovered fluid buildup in the necks of headache sufferers and suggest non-drug methods for relief of pain. They're suggesting non-drug efforts people take before they reach for the analgesic drugs. Because why? Well, these analgesic drugs have side effects. Every single time you swallow an aspirin, I don't care how big it is, whether it's a child's aspirin or adult aspirin, whether it's 75, 80 milligrams or 375, it doesn't matter. You're bleeding every single time. You're going to bleed some out of your stomach. That's what aspirin does. It's not the only thing it does, but we're still trying to figure out how aspirin actually works. We think we know, but it's still unknown. Whether it's that or ibuprofen or acetaminophen, every single time you swallow one of those drugs, and they're great drugs, don't get me wrong, if you're in pain and nothing else is available, swallow it, please, to get relief, go to sleep. But then ask the question in the morning, hey, how did I get here, and how can I avoid that nightmare again over and over and over? But people don't. They're conditioned to just reach for the bottle again over and over without respect to what's causing the headache. Well, these German researchers believe they've honed in on it. I mean, think about the change that could be made in a person's life If only they knew what the cause of their headache was and acted upon that and tried to move towards solving it rather than just simply merely covering it up with a Band-Aid, chemical Band-Aid, or numbing it temporarily to only have it reappear the next night or the next week or the next month. This is the dance that Americans, so many, 70 million, go through per year on headaches. So next hour, I'm going to get into this and hopefully set you free if you are a headache sufferer and you don't want to be a headache sufferer any longer, because I know, happen to know, and agree with these German researchers that there are safe and highly effective treatments for headaches, be they the tension headache, band-like, cap-like headache, or migraine headaches where it's much more severe on one side usually or in one location and can create lots of symptoms that are much worse. We'll talk about that next hour. Don't miss that segment. When we come back, we'll finish up with this issue with COVID. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Heart health is a serious matter. Keep your heart healthy with Red Sage Plus from Terry Naturally. This powerful formula supports nitric oxide production for healthy blood flow and circulation to keep your cardiovascular system strong. Red Sage Plus combines the power of red sage with red ginseng to maintain flexible blood vessels and arteries and support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol balance already within a normal range. Red Sage delivers powerful cell-protecting antioxidants to maintain optimal artery health. Red Ginseng, clinically studied to help you stay resilient in the face of occasional stress, a major factor in heart health. Red Sage Plus, for the health of your heart. You can find this Terry Naturally exclusive at health food stores everywhere or at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little farther. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Put the fever higher. Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
All right, welcome or welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program today. Now, next hour, I'm going to be launching into a very important topic, and this will be very important, especially to people who suffer with or know somebody who suffers from headaches. German research just out about the major cause of headaches. We're going to get into that, and this is something you will not want to miss out on. Also, if you're just tuning into the program, we have a health poll question that goes like this over on my website. Half of U.S. adults experience insomnia at least once a month or more. So the question becomes, would you relocate to sleep better? Would you move to a different city, a different state, a different country if it guaranteed you could sleep better? Yes or no? Would that happen for you? Yes or no? Vote on my website, please, at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. We'll get the results for that. Compare it to this huge poll that was done by one poll, the company of 5,000 Americans, and see what that compares to. Now, if you weren't tuned in at the top of the show, I was talking about the CDC and how they contemplated coming clean about COVID shots and the risk of myocarditis. They wrote a draft, apparently, alerting local and state health officials about the potential link between COVID-19 shots, vaccines, if you will, and an increase in cases of myocarditis, a potentially deadly condition. But then they pulled it before it could be published. Now it's been discovered that actually happened. There was a concerted effort between the government and pharmaceutical companies to censor discussions of myocarditis and other vaccine injuries and side effects during the pandemic. This is just another reflection of what happened that's just now being learned about. The truth will surface eventually, hopefully. Other documents have also demonstrated the collusion between social media platforms who were also getting big bucks from Big Pharm. And that explains, of course, why they did what they did. Over the CDC, we understand, 50% of their funds each year come from the pharmaceutical companies, and these pharmaceutical companies control for CDC employees when they leave, and they try to headhunt them into their companies to make favor of decisions while they're at the CDC. Everybody knows this. It goes on, and it needs to be changed a long time ago. We need to dismantle the CDC and put it back together with honest people for the right reasons. And I know a lot of you already recognize this. It's no big deal to you. This is no revelation to you. All right. We're finished with this hour. Next hour, stick around. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We're coming back.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.